Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness as we continue to roar into the roaring 20s. Got a great doubleheader today. Mike Duerson, he's the brother of the late two-time Super Bowl champion, Dave Duerson, who wore my orthotics his whole Chicago career. He's the founder of the Dave Duerson Athletic Safety Fund, all about concussion awareness. And then we're going to have Charisse Murray, eco-conscious lifestyle expert, interior design, healthy home environment advocate. Then the sports doctor's in, and your email. First, I want to welcome Michael Duerson, again, the founder of the Dave Duerson Athletic Safety Fund. Michael, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. It's a pleasure to be here.
So great to have you. Again, like I mentioned, Michael, your brother was a friend, and he was a patient. We miss him. Give us some background, Mike, on yourself and the foundation.
Well, the foundation, the fund was started initially in 2012. Dave passed actually February 17th, 2011, which was celebrated just a couple days ago.
Yes.
So after a year, we determined that in our hometown, Muncie, Indiana, there was a request of us to have a celebration of Dave's life. And so we did that, and unbeknownst to us, the folks there in Muncie made contributions to us. We had no idea, no interest in doing a fund at that time, but because we acquired so many funds from that effort, we started the Dave Duerson Athletic Safety Fund, and we determined that the population that was least served by the investigations and work that was going on with concussions, the least addressed area was school-age kids from kindergarten to 12th grade.
Bingo.
And, so we started the fund with that focus, and we were able to begin to work with impact applications. IMPACT is an intermediate post-concussion assessment and cognitive testing protocol. It is the first FDA-cleared concussion assessment aid for children 5 to adults 59 years old. And that testing protocol for student-athletes allows us to get a brain activity score for the activities of the brain, attention span, working memory, sustained and selective attention time, response variability, nonverbal problem solving, and reaction time.
Yeah, this is a big deal, Mike. The awareness, the educational challenge of concussions in all aspects, including especially like you're talking about in the world of youth sports and youth activities, when can somebody return? How long do we have to stay out? And the analysis has, quadrupled over the past decade or so with so much attention to this. And again, your organization, very, very helpful again in spearheading. You have daily articles on LinkedIn with all sorts of great sports medicine information. I know that you're somebody who, as an athlete, young athlete, suffered a concussion yourself with after effects that's still challenging to you, aren't you?
Yes. I played basketball for IUPUI in the 70s. And sustained a brain concussion that left me with paralysis on my left side for 6 months. And so that, along with what happened with Dave and the CTE, propelled me into a very deep interest in terms of concussion, brain trauma, and it fueled my passion for what we're doing with
yeah.
the fun.
Of course, Mike, you know, welcome, you know, on the Sports Doctor. I've been talking about this for, oh, I don't know, 20, 25 years, give or take a few weeks, this whole challenge of the reality of what collision sports is and the real reality that no matter how much they try and whatever we change in the technology, and it's the biggest sport in the country, but there just is no safe tackle football. This is the reality, and this is one of society's great dilemmas, which is, you know, what the heck are we going to do about this? As we find out more and more information that you're really, really helping, you know, your brother would be awfully proud of you with the work that you're doing. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back almost 10 years and see the guests, the topics, listen to whatever you'd like. And when we go back over 10 years, I have to get out the reel-to-reels, you know, with some of the older shows over the years. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazine articles, you can read an endless array of topics, whether it's specialization, whether it's the exciting information of the new online course, the Sports Doctor's In, that we're going to be starting in the next couple of months, or one of my most famous articles, which is Women in High Heels Accepting the Challenge. We have over 30,000 followers, active followers on Twitter. I get a lot of guests from Twitter and, by the way, LinkedIn, whether they're authors or doctors or athletes in some way, shape, or form. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio, we're talking with Mike Duerson. He's the brother of the late, great Super Bowl champion Dave Duerson, played here with the Chicago Bears, went to the Giants, and the challenges again. How's the cooperation, Mike, that you've seen in the medical community, in the school communities that you work with? How's the cooperation been with you sharing this important information?
Actually, we've been very well received. In the state of Indiana, through the Senate, we've initiated some bills that have been approved, basically changing the criteria for student-athletes as far as return to play and post-injury concussion testing. We're in the process of trying to get the impact test determined as a go-to brain activity testing for the state of Indiana. That's been a very long, tedious fight. But
yeah, right. Well, right. Changing something in the educational world. You know, Michael, what's the website? The best website for people to find out about the foundation?
There are actually two. The Dave Duerson Athletic Safety Fund is under DD, like Dave Duerson, fund, FUND.org. And you can also find that under DD, like Dave Duerson, monthlyyouth.org. We've had some problems with the website, if you try those two, one of them will work just fine for you.
Yes, plus the fact, again, the like you talked about in youth sports, it's one of the reasons I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, is because of the epidemic, all capital letters, epidemic of overuse, youth sports injuries, and that's physical and mental. when we talk about this and these challenges. You know, youth sports is a it's a $20 billion a year business. It's a very, very big deal. There's all sorts of different pressures. I know, Mike, you told me about, again, that impact testing where you actually have some type of goggles or something like that where a young athlete can experience sort of concussion symptoms. Am I right on that?
Yes, that's the second tool that we use, the second technology. They're called concussion goggles. They're made by Fatal Vision, and those goggles, we use them for kindergarten through 12th grade. The goggles give the kids the symptoms of concussion. It's a visceral experience for them.
Wow, and so, that's fantastic.
By using those with kids that age and school age, our intention is to have them to experience the symptoms. And so if something happens to them, a jolt to the body.
I think that's huge, Mike. You know, the awareness of what it might. And I'm, by the way, I'm still waiting for my goggles that you're sending me. So don't forget me. Right. This is a big deal. The ability of a young athlete to be exposed to awareness. And again, all of the concussion science is iffy, inexact. It's still being developed dramatically when these great tools and this sure sounds like one of them, but the ability to add some awareness to some of these kids and therefore be helpful. Because one of the biggest problems has always been, you know, your brother played football. When you got a semi-concussion, they'd say, how many fingers? Go back in the game. You know, we've come a long, long way, baby. From those days, and the I would imagine these goggles are a big deal. When we're talking youth sports, let alone it probably has all sorts of uses in the adult world. Do they?
Yes, they do. In fact, we've been approved by the Veterans Administration to utilize our goggles for family members of veterans to help them to understand what the symptoms are of the traumatic brain injury that those folks have. And we've also been approved with the military to provide our goggles to military medical training units so that they have the visceral experience of what concussions are.
Yes, again, we can't stress enough what a big deal this is. I would think that this is still a surprise. We really want to spread the word. This is the kind of technology that should be routinely available across the spectrum as that decision is made every day. And I've had experts on from around the world talking about this, trying to decide when is it safe to go back to play trying to gather this kind of information and the concussion testing technology, both of those tools, Mike, sound to be cutting edge.
Well, the concussion goggles are an educational tool. They're not a part of any kind of critique. We utilize those for all students, not just student athletes. And we also provide those to the school systems at our own cost. There's no cost for the schools for that technology. We provided them in the state of Indiana to several school systems, including Indianapolis, which is the largest system in Indiana. We were in conversations with the Chicago Public School System to provide the technology to them as well. And so we're very active. As far as getting funding, it's a little tougher these days than it was when we started the foundation, but we're still very active.
This area you're involved in, I think is going to continue to explode nationally, not only statewide. Again, the idea that there should be any young athlete who is playing any type of a sport having access to awareness and these kinds of learning tools makes so much sense. I can't imagine a school really not wanting to be interested in being proactive. And the fact that you make this available to all students, again, seems to be a terrific, valuable tool. And these goggles, I would imagine, could be reused and reused, Mike?
Yes, they are. There's no limitation on the reuse of the goggles.
Yes, you know that scenario, again, with whether it is the best athletes in the country or whether it is youth sports, you know, concussion is gigantic news. You know, the fact that you're sharing some of this, the military traumatic brain injury is such a huge problem, again, with the veterans. And the more we know, the more we can be proactive in trying to get a handle on this. And again, with the, you know, all sports, you can have the possibilities of concussions. And one of the realities also is that concussions are brain injuries. It's a big deal, and not all of the head trauma needs to be related to concussions. It's the micro trauma. It's the constant collision of some of these sports that's such a big deal. And I think the more awareness we have, the more we can stay at least ahead of the game here when it comes to, like you said, one of the biggest areas, whether it's from kindergarten through high school, is just, it's eye-opening that the fact that that's been, you know, lacking in some of this different awareness. So we're going to definitely help spread the word to get you, at the very least, into Chicago here, Mike, you know, and get you out of just limited in Indiana. Give me again the different websites, Michael, that they could find out more about the organization.
Again, there are two websites. One is DD, like Dave Durson, fund, FUND.org. And the second one is DD, like Dave Durson, Muncie, MUNCIE, youth, YOUTH.org.
Great. Michael Durson, thanks so much. Hold on, Mike. Everybody will be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, Hey Sports Parents. everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. And we want to welcome Charisse Murray. She's a passionate advocate, healthy eco-living lifestyle, and the ability of having a healthy environment. You know, whether you're the best athlete in the world and you're really looking to be able to relax and recover after playing hard, or you want to have a healthy lifestyle, this has become a very big deal. Charisse, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Great. Give us some background on you and the world of economic living lifestyle.
Okay. So I have been practicing interior design since, decades now, since the 1980s. And I just continue to help myself grow and educate myself so that I can better help other people. And so I've taken different schools, Building Biology Institute, Feng Shui, Green Design, Interior Design, and Natural Modalities, and blended them all seamlessly together. And I help people in their environments, whether it's in their home or in their office, actually even in your vehicle, to be able to create an environment that really is conducive to home and well-being, because you really can't separate the two. And it's a delightful journey, and it's one that I empower you with information so that you can continue to do this daily.
Yes, I think, again, the ability of reducing stress, which we've talked about on the Sports Doctor, I don't know, 25 years, give or take a few weeks, and the ability to recover, whether we're talking, again, about athletics, with people wanting to be active, the tremendous explosion, Charisse, of mindfulness, mind-body. You know, 10 years ago, no, the doctors didn't know how to spell the word mindfulness. Does it have one L or two? You know, or wellness. So
wellness.
This really becomes a big part of, you know, trying to be as healthy, as productive, as well-rested as possible. You know, a lot of people have heard the term feng shui. What does that mean?
Feng shui, it's been around for longer than us. Not prehistoric.
Thousands of years.
Anyway, yes. And it's really about setting your environment up in a conducive way so that energy flows smoothly with balance and harmony. Because everything, as you know, is about energy. Without it, we cease to exist. So I ask, like, what is your environment about? Because it's really a reflection of you. So you can have, for example, you can walk into a well-designed home, beautiful. For example, you walk into the living room and the back of the sofa is right there. Well, that's a really big stumbling block. And it's saying, this is functional inside, but don't really come in because this big, long sofa is right there in front of you, blocking your way. So that's just like one small thing, but it's big when your body's sensing that energy. Color affects you, everything. And I find with when I work, what I do is I've taken 9 methods of eco-conscious living, and I've put it together in written form so that you can be able to take this information and do it at your leisure. And what it does is it identifies all of these schools of thought, and it helps you, what is it that I need to do? I really focus on the 3 R's, release, renew, revitalize. What is it in your environment that needs to go? What is it that you need to renew? And what is it that you need to bring in? And when these are interacting seamlessly, you really feel that energy. So one of the areas that I think everyone can identify with is the air that you breathe in your home. And I've coined the word breathable living, breathable clean, because we can all breathe, yes? Everybody take a deep breath in now. And now release it. So I ask you, like, how clean is the air that you just took in? Because at rest, we breathe about 16 breaths per minute, 960 breaths per hour, and 23,040 breaths per day. That's a lot of
air
intake and extake, right?
And we've had breathing and oxygen experts on in the world of high performance, in the world of holistic health over the years, and it's really something that I think, you know, makes an awful lot of sense. You know, when you talk about everything being energy and some of these other kinds of connections, you know, 20 years ago, they would think you were some sort of a guru. Today, there's much more attention medically being paid to this, as well as in the areas, again, of high performance. There's not a big company out there, you know, right next to the gym they opened, which took years to convince them to do. They, again, are paying attention to what you're doing, and the you know, you're part of that building biology and environmental consultant in that regard, with just with that in mind, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's amazing. Like everything really is right at our fingertips. For example, when you have a product, it doesn't matter what it is. Read the label. And the label will give us so much information. It gives us signal words. It gives us hazard symbols. It gives us phrases. Everything we need to know to say, is this good for us or is this not good for us? Because it's not only affecting us, but it's also affecting other people and our, if you have them, very friends in our environment and our earth. So everything, again, works synergistically together. So you
can
easily...
Yes, we call it the mental game.
The
What's
mental
the website,
game?
Cherise? What's the best website people could find out about you and some of those written works you talked about?
Oh, my website is my name, which is Cherise Moray, and that's CHARISSEMAREI.com. And I actually just created for your listeners and everyone else now a really personalized, full-color, free, downloadable flipbook. And it's super informative, and you can actually start implementing change today. I have lots of tips in there. You could do a little quiz.
I'm moving my couch as you speak. As we speak, I'm turning my couch around so that it, you know, it might be, although with my pile of books and all of this stuff, I'm in trouble in that regard. But awareness, you know, awareness is a big word we talk a lot about on The Sports Doctor. Again, whether we're talking about all areas of the new health and wellness, which is number one, eating smarter, and number two, keep moving, and understand there's a huge mental game that's involved with all of this, whether it's attitude, whether it's the ability to pay attention to what makes sense, and the, again, your environment, which could be a... enhancing how you feel and maybe the quality of your sleep, et cetera, is something that is really what you're talking about, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, it's that home and well-being connection. And so here, I have many clients. They're so physically active and healthy and inspired to live the organic life. And they're doing all that. Then they come home. And the environment that they live in is just a chemical soup. And it's like, oh, my goodness. So all of what you've just done to help yourself, nourish yourself, you've just undone in your environment. Because our, so, for example, when we go to, like, our bedroom is such an important room. It's one of the most important rooms in our home because it's where, as you know, we go to release, we go to replenish, renew our body. But if we're not sleeping in a room that is healthy for us, and that's not only indoor air quality, it deals with electromagnetic fields, radio frequencies, all the materials that we have in there, all are affecting us. And the question is, are you being bombarded by this, or are you sleeping in a sanctuary? And I know that I can help people, not out of fear, because that's not my tactic. When I write, there's not a toxic word. When I share with you, it's always uplifting and inspiring to help you not to instill fear. Fear is a horrible, horrible word, and it plays havoc with our thoughts. So I empower you with the information to create that space, whether you're doing it on your own or I am doing it for you. So that
especially
you
in this
can...
day and age. You know, Cherise, in this day and age with social media and overload times 100 in so many different areas, it really becomes a challenge. And again, the word awareness is to understand that we're deluged with screen time, with our phones, and this whole new good luck to us with all of this stuff with social media. And therefore, the importance of what you're talking about, I think, takes on a whole new, again, like you're saying, it's from a positive point of view, being aware of and being able to make some of these changes, even if it's, like you said, if it's one room at a time, right?
One room at a time. And you know why I do that? My approach is so simple. I really, really have you in mind, because I know what it's like to design a whole home, to redo a whole home. And when this is not your forte, it is completely overwhelming. So when you do a one room at a time approach, it takes away that, I call clutter feeling, stress, because I don't like to use the word stress because it's planting a seed. I call it clutter feeling. So when you have that clutter feeling, you shut down, and then you never actually even begin. So with this one room at a time approach, it is so good.
Yeah,
doable.
I think you might be breaking up a little bit, Charisse. Let's see, maybe
oh,
he'll
so sorry.
Take a look at that with that, if it's the cell phone. You know, our children, the family environment, you know, we're so involved on the Sports Doctor with the world of youth sports and all of these gigantic challenges in that whole world. And again, I would imagine that the children is an important aspect of including some of these, I'll call it, what do you say, cultivate the energy of the space.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. The children are so susceptible to what we put in our environment. And again, we're nourishing them with all of their needs. And when we, let's use this for an example, because everyone's
well, you know what, Charisse, hold that thought with that example. And we're going to be right back with another segment. Charisse Murray, we're talking about ecologically living lifestyle. We'll be right back. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're talking energy and space and attitude and environment with Charisse Murray, and she was going to give us an example of some of these things we should be paying attention to in between. So, Charisse, welcome back.
Thank you.
Did you keep the thought?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes, I kept my thought. Pinch me.
I'm telling you. You get an A.
So, a couple of things. One, to really help children, because we as parents or just people that love children really want to take care of them and nourish them the best way that we can so that they grow up living a healthy lifestyle from their inner self and out. So a few things that we could do is, one is to really be mindful of cell phones and all this technology that we have to make life easier. This does have an impact on our children. And I'll just touch briefly on this today. Maybe we can talk about it again at another time. And it's, you can help them, especially at night. We're talking about bedrooms. One is to take their cell phones and show them how to turn off Wi-Fi, how to turn their phone off completely. Because if they just turn it off and they still have Bluetooth on, they have the Wi-Fi on, then the signals are still being transmitted and it's still affecting them. And they're still developing. And what happens is those radio frequencies are microwaves. And what's happening is it actually, when they hold it up to their ear, they have it on their person, it affects their body, it affects their brain. So it actually penetrates in and it's heating up the brain. And it goes in further for little children, well, infants, to younger children, like teenage, and then adults. So just be very mindful of that. It's really, really important. And if you
we're still learning so much about that, it seems. You know, that reality, all of this energy, you know, something as simple as saying, you know, besides the idea of turning the cell phone off, kids, so that it's off when you're going to sleep, we're talking about turning it off so that we can reduce some of this constant energy that could be negative. We're still learning so much about that, you know, with you know, holding phones against ears for hours and hours, you know, with the cell phones. So that's an interesting point about turning that totally off. You know, Charisse, also, you know, for athletes who are looking to unwind, they're looking to relax, paying attention to their environment. Talk a little bit about that, even if we're talking student-athletes.
Yes, any age, male, female, any age, this will apply to you, is to help you relax more. Try, and I know this is a challenge, but try to stay away from your electronic devices 1 to 2 hours before you go to sleep. Lighting has a big impact on that and the mind stimulation. And also to remove those from your sleeping area. Very, very important. Another is to set the stage before you retire at night. So an hour before you know that you're going to go up and prepare for rest, for sleep, is to set the stage, set the room to be conducive to sleep. Look at the lighting. Look at the air that you're breathing in there. And really do a scan of the room, and I can help you with this as well. You can even send me some cues, and I can help you. We can do a little question and answer on that. I am very, very big on essential oils. I use therapeutic-grade essential oils. I did the research back in the 90s, and I am a representative of a company. And it literally actually was part of what saved my life at one point. And when you take certain essential oils and apply those in your sleeping area, it really does relax you and help you to be able to get a more restful sleep. So, you know, I don't want to disclose any names, but if you want me to help you with that, I can.
Yes, again, we've talked about that. I've had various experts on in the area of aromatherapy. Again, you know, these ability to induce relaxation, let alone maybe even topically dealing with areas that might be problematic. So we definitely on the Sports Doctor mentioned that before. Everybody listening to the Sports Doctor live from Chicago, I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to newspaper articles, magazines, you'll read about some of the different articles I've written recently for one of my sponsors, Lower Extremity Review. We're very excited about the new MVP Parent magazine that's out. You could read on all sorts of topics, the world of concussions, what's the best shoe, endless array. If you go over to radio shows, you can go back years and see who was on, international experts, endless array of topics in the health, wellness, sports medicine arena, and then you can pick and choose and listen to what you would like. We're very active on Twitter. I get a lot of guests from Twitter. I think I get a lot of guests from LinkedIn. Charisse might have been one of them. And we have a lot of excellent sports medicine information. If Twitter, go at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. So again, you know, Charisse, the awareness, whether it's in business, whether it's in sports, whether it's in, you know, just in life, the big attention to mind-body topics, again, I feel that your area expertise has got to be so much more well accepted across the spectrum than it might have been a decade or two ago.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I started in this field decades ago, and it was amazing. It is amazing how it has transformed over the years. So I'm very excited that it's in it now, and people are craving to learn how to transform their interior environment that supports their well-being. And that's why I wrote Eco-Conscious Home and A Timeless Keepsake. These books are there to help you. They're, you can write in them and do whatever you need. I give you everything that you need to be able to transform every room in your home. Once you apply the principles, you've got it, and you can do it on your own. But I'm here. I'm here to help. That's what I do.
And they could find out information about your book if they go to CheriseMurray.com.
Absolutely. Yes.
Right?
Everything's on my website.
CheriseMurray, .com. And also you do some speaking on these areas, right, Cherise?
I do. Yes, I do. So I do it at wellness centers, businesses, schools, real estate for real estate industry. I'm there.
Yes. Well, again, businesses, you know, businesses want healthier people who work for them. They want people who are paying attention because they're more productive when people are. This is why exercise is such a big deal. I'm sure you mix that in the importance of your world, because it's a great marriage with the whole mental and physical side.
Yes, absolutely. So it's really a lifestyle. So I take interior design and incorporate that in with your lifestyle and do the home and well-being connection. It's seamless. It's beautiful. It's so inspiring. So this is the missing link. What I'm doing is the missing link. And I have that here to help you so that you can reach higher levels in whatever your profession is, whether you're a student, a professional, it doesn't matter. But we need this to be able to thrive and reach our utopia.
What area are you in? Where do you live?
I'm East Coast in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Right outside of Philadelphia. Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. In the Pennsylvania.
But I travel all throughout the U.S.
And again, I would imagine that the more and more facilities include the wellness arm. And you would think that the putting together, you know, the atmosphere, the furniture, a lot of the attention, I would imagine the artwork, a lot of these other things, you know, make so much sense. I can't believe we've flown through the time. So give me quickly again, Cherise, that website people could find out about your work.
Yes, thank you. CheriseMurray.com, and that's CHARISSEMARREI.com.
Great. Cherise, thank you so much for joining me. Hold on.
Thank you.
Everybody,
thank
we'll
you,
be right
everyone.
Back with the Sports Doctors Inn. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness is a unique physical fitness experience whose breakthrough formula is built for all ages and abilities. Young or old, high-level athletes have special needs or seeking post-rehab and recovery therapy, Right Fit has a 15-year track record of measurable results. Right Fit has two Illinois locations, LaGrange and Willowbrook. No membership fees. Pay as you go. Go to right-fit.com. Right Fit Sports Fitness Wellness. Right-fit.com. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctors In segment, where we talk about some upcoming guests, include some emails. I'll continue to let you know about this exciting new venture of a online course titled, Hey Sports Parents, the Sports Doctors In. I'm going to be almost like a sports parents coach. I'll let you know more about it as we get more involved to launch this thing. We've got some great guests coming up next week. Returning, Mike McAleese, Mike, massage therapy, reflexology. Mike owns Shomar Academy, the School for Massage and Reflexology. He will be returning. And then Sheila Thielen. Sheila, vestibular activities, the spinning and figure skating. We're going to talk some figure skating with Sheila. I'm excited about her coming on the following week. My latest sponsor, Right Fit, Suzanne Gray, will be returning, along with one of my longtime colleagues in the world of sports medicine, Mike Andrews, and his new Restore activity. He and Suzanne have been involved together for quite a while, and it's going to be great to have Michael on. So great stuff coming up. Let's see. We've got some emails here. You know, Isaac has a question about the epidemic, youth sports overuse injuries. You know, Isaac, it's why I co-authored the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, with Hall of Fame volleyballer and radio host Sharky Zartman. Youth sports is a $20 billion a year business. There's tremendous overkill. There's tremendous physical pressure with schedules and demand. So overuse injuries are a big-time problem, and we want to continue to pay more and more attention, try to prevent problems, try to tone down some of this extensive scheduling with these kids. And we talk about whether you're your son or daughter is the best athlete in the country, or whether they're just starting out in sports, and some of the different challenges in overuse injuries. Often it's too much. Often it's too much too soon. It's too aggressive, piling stuff on. Why I'm so excited about two upcoming projects. One is MVP Parent Magazine by the publisher of Low Extremity Review, Rich Dubin. The other is the upcoming documentary, Where Our Children Play, The Challenge of Youth Sports. I'm involved in both of these projects, and it's a big-time topic. Carol says, my daughter is a serious ballet. She's 11 years old. She's been dancing since she's six. They're talking about doing point. You know, Carol, it's an individual situation. 11 is early. Bone maturity is at about age 13. The reality, of course, with high-performance ballet, like every other sport, is we compromise constantly how fast we do things. If your daughter is not having any problems, she wants to begin to see how that goes with supervision with her teachers. You know, she's right around 12, 13 years old. But I would be careful about becoming routine with this. We would want to know how aggressive they are, how much attention is being paid to her instruction, her shoes, her history. So I'd be careful. Gary says, I'm 40 years old. I love jogging 15, 20 miles a week, gosh, for 10 years. I have heel spurs. Is this a surgical problem? Almost never, Gary, is it a surgical problem. Heel spurs are growth of bone where the plantar fascia, the band of fiber on the bottom of the foot that attaches from the toes to the heel, is constantly pulled and micro-trauma and stressed, and the bone responds. Most of the time, this is a conservative challenge. Proper support of the arch, orthotics are real valuable here, and physical therapy, stretching, strengthening, sometimes oral anti-inflammatory medicine, more rarely the cortisone injection, 1% surgical problem, really. So if someone's talking to you about surgery, get another opinion. Custom orthotics, highly successful in preventing problems or discomfort with this. So make sure you include podiatry in your evaluations as well as physical therapy. Along those lines, Richard says, what are your thoughts on over-the-counter arch supports? You know, Rich, over-the-counter arch supports are not custom orthotics. Custom orthotics are individual inserts that have to do with foot-ankle joint alignment and positioning. Over-the-counter arch supports are along that area, but are not individualized and they're not prescription. So quite often, I will recommend over-the-counter supports, and anybody who's walked into a Walgreens or a running shoe store or a walking shoe store knows that there's a wall of arch supports. They can be helpful as something to be done right away. Dr. Weil, my arch is hurt. Dr. Weil, my son's heel are hurting, etc. Hey, go to Walgreens. Let's pick something up over the counter, and then let's investigate what the real causative factors are. And parents ask me all the time, so do athletes, you know, does my son or daughter need orthotics? And I say to them, let's talk about whether they would benefit. Because in most instances, especially in edging sports like skating, hockey, figure skating, skiing, orthotics, when done properly, or step up. The same with running, jumping sports. So over-the-counter devices do have some value. Many times it's an individual idea, and sometimes they are all somebody needs, depending on their particular problem, whether it's a plantar fasciitis and arch problems, whether it's the heel spur Gary just mentioned, which involves the plantar fascia. They have some value. Steve says, my son is 10 years old, plays soccer. He's been on one traveling team. He was diagnosed with Sievers disease. You know, Steve, I don't like the word disease. Sievers disease describes inflammation of the growth center at the back and bottom of children's heels as that bone matures. Usually that bone will be solid bone, 13 to 15 years old. In girls and boys. Boys a little bit later, 15 and older. Girls could be 13-ish, something like that. And until that area is solidified, that growth center is susceptible to inflammation or irritation. Running, jumping, pounding sports. Soccer is famous because we wear cleats very, very early. So one of the first things I'd say is get the kid out of the cleats, get some multiple nub, and there's a lot of them, soccer shoes that don't have a cluster of cleats under the heel. The other big important factor is if the problem is persistent, has been ongoing and recurring. I have a lot of parents that say, you know, it's the third year already that my daughter's heels and my son's heels are bothering them regardless of the sport. We've had great success with custom orthotics to get rid of and prevent recurrence. Because foot mechanics can be involved. Shearing forces. Think of a high arch foot with that kind of pressure. All these things can be involved. So see podiatry. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much. Thank you, Michael Duerson. Thank you, Charisse Murray. And we'll catch you next week on The Sports Doctor, everybody, live from Chicago. See ya.